Welcome to the Wanna Talk Missions podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Tverdig, director of Cup of Cold Water Ministries. We help people go and stay where God has called them to serve. This is the podcast of their stories. Our intent is to tell the good news of what God's doing around the world through his people in order to make his name known. Learn more about how you can engage in global missions at ccwm.org. And now, here's our show. One baby for the world. 24 days of Advent from a missions perspective. Read by author Sherry Tverdig. December 21st, Ordinary. Luke 2, verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, the Message version. So, here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing that you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. The shepherds swallowed the extraordinary. Their silent night interrupted, likely forever wrecked them for the ordinary. Still, they went back. They returned to the sheep, to the everyday life, the everyday coming and going life. But they praised God, glorified God for the chance, the opportunity, the invitation to have heard and seen what most never would. When did they finally fall asleep? What did they dream? And when the sun came up, who had they become? I write this Advent from a warm house in the prettiest part of Illinois. I'm surrounded by nature. A big picture window that frames a forest full of trees covered in white from last night's snowfall. I already did a load of laundry. It's only 6 a.m. I pushed a button and water came flowing out to wash my clothes. Perhaps not extraordinary for you, but for me, 3 years post-Mongolia, I still get goosebumps. I wonder when it will get old. The appreciation for water, warmth, and cheese. Apart from the superficial, into the deeper wonders. I wonder when I will close my eyes to fall asleep and not see the faces of unloved children. Sometimes, in a room full of friends, I am deeply lonely. I don't know what I'm lonely for. Is it for a people? A place? Is it for the thick coal smoke? Am I lonely for suffering? Wouldn't that be so odd? Perhaps I am lonely for the extraordinary. A lonely for a constant clinging kind of dependence on God. A lonely for the years I spent in celebration of what I saw and heard. Because what we saw and heard on the mission field was so worth celebrating. And here now, who am I when the sun comes up? Who am I with running water, warmth, provision? Who am I in the ordinary? May I be as the shepherds on the hill, surrounding the morning fire, warming their hands, stretching the night kinks from their bodies as the sun rises on the first day of ordinary after they have seen so much more. May I too choose to glorify and praise God for all the things I have seen and heard. May I remember in the mundane and live what I was so privileged to be a part of. Engage with the story today. Write down two words. Two words describing what you may be lonely for. Ask God to fill those lonely places with the desire instead to glorify and praise Him today. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Wanna Talk Missions. Make sure to check out all that God's doing with our missionaries at Cup of Cold Water Ministries by visiting ccwm.org. And that's our show.